Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I have baptized you with water, John the Baptizer said. And with those words, John reveals that he was one of the most confused people in all of Scripture. Totally clueless he was about what exactly he was doing out there in the wilds by the River Jordan. I suppose he had figured out that he was a preacher. Perhaps he'd even figured out that he was one of those wild preachers that they call prophets. That certainly appeared to be the case. A camel hair leotard, a steady diet of free-ranging locusts dipped in wild honey, both bugs and bee vomit, certified organic, no doubt. And let us not forget the hallmark of a true preacher, a big mouth. And boy, could John use that mouth of his. He didn't care who he offended. Just open up and let the bird fly. So big and unbridled was his mouth that ultimately it cost him his head. John called out people publicly and loudly for living contrary to God's design. He'd put them on blast, is how we say it today. And he'd do this even if he were a king. And it was Herodias, one half of the incestuous and adulterous relationship between her and her brother-in-law, King Herod Antipas, who showed us that the only thing that could shut John's big mouth was to remove his head from his shoulders. And no, we are not talking about shampoo. Still, when it came to what John was actually doing with the baptism he was conducting, John spoke of things he knew not. John didn't realize that his baptismal proclamation was far more than just water. He didn't realize that he was preparing the way of the Lord, that is, preparing the way of salvation, just as Isaiah preached hundreds of years before him. John didn't realize that his baptismal sermon was actually working. His baptismal sermon was repenting and forgiving people. The baptism John proclaimed was leaving genuine dirt between the toes, sinners, with no other option than to say amen to God's forgiveness that had literally happened to them in the water. John didn't realize his baptism was not a sign, but was instead actual salvation made possible by the God-given promise of the coming Savior. He's coming. He's coming, he's coming, and he's the one who makes forgiveness possible, John proclaimed. But little did John know that the promised one he preached about would begin saving the world and the waters of baptism of all things, the baptism he was doing down by the River Jordan. You see, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ started right there on the banks of the Jordan River. The incarnation, the birth in the manger, the magi, all true and important to be sure, but God Almighty, incarnate, born of a woman, born under the demands and curse of the law, marched himself right out into the water for baptism, and nobody was more shocked than John the Baptizer. The baptism of our Lord by the hands of John, that's the beginning of the good news. And here's why. Who exactly was John's baptism for? Answer, actual sinners. And what did baptism do? Answer, actually saved sinners. Then what are we to conclude about the promised one who had no sin, yet was numbered among sinners, and a baptism that forgives real sin? If it wasn't his sin that he was in need of salvation from, then whose was it? Answer, the sins of the world, even more specifically, yours. Can you see now that the good news of Jesus Christ happened right there, and it truly is good news? God made him who knew no sin to be sin for you. And it started in the baptism that John proclaimed. A baptism that prepared the way of the Lord to dive in and to take your sin. A baptism that made salvation paths straight and removed all obstacles that might hinder your forgiveness. Nothing got in his way. And because he became a sinner for you in that water, I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father, because Jesus Christ was in the Jordan River for you. Amen.